Well, that wraps it up for this week on the Wednesday Morning After. Keep on listening to CKUT.
Teen vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In Montreal, this is Terminal 5.
Thank you. on El High. Fists full of fish found dead in a stream. From valley fills bursting just to get to the
Oh, us turn to thoughts of love, face the holy nation, all join hands and float above the dance of incarnation. Take a sip of mother's wine, more than half is blood divine. If it knocks you on the floor, to make you simple, so take some more.
Those are the Cherry Blossoms. That is going back to a 2007 recording, a live thing that was put together from a tour and originally issued as Josephine Foster and the Cherry Blossoms. She was not a member of the band, but was on tour with them at that time. That came and went fairly quickly, and luckily for us, it was put out in 2019 on the Great Feeding Tube label, which is based in Western Mass. That was entitled Shaker Dance of Incarnation and Dismissal of the Great Eye. From the lyrics, it's possible that that actually is a Shaker hymn or a version of a Shaker hymn, but I will leave that to others to delve into and to check out. Before that, we heard from 8 Point Star, 2021 release, self-titled on the VHF label, Cosmic Appalachian Music, if you will, with a couple of members of the Black Twig Pickers, led by Mike Gangloff there and Isaac Howell. Mike Gangloff was also a member of the psychedelic outfit called Pelt. If you don't know the Black Twig Pickers or Pelt, high recommendation from me. Check them out if you like that sort of thing. Yeah, they've got both of those bands have a lot of recordings all worth dipping into. Before that, believe it or not, a combination of Freakwater and the Mekons getting together and calling themselves Freakons. This a brand new release, self-titled, and we heard a song called Judy Bell Thompson, and started off the set with some private label guitar soli from Liam Grant, and that piece entitled Aroostook. That was the set. You are tuned to Terminal 5. This is CKUT, McGill Radio, 90.3 FM, and back to music. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you. joke, but they just burnt the toast. You can butter your bread, what you need the most is the forgiveness you can't give, 'cause it's all out on loan. Tell me when the seas part, someday my engine's gonna stop, but your tradition's all covered in oil.
Up there with something from Spartan Jetplex, aka Nancy Grim Kells, a song called Honey Babe. And at first I thought maybe it was a takeoff on the tune by Elizabeth Cotton, but it is not. It is one of Spartan Jetplex's own and from a brand new thing called My Way. Before that, some lo-fi goodness from David Nance, Pearl Lovejoy Boyd, and James Schroeder. The album is entitled Ash Wednesday, and we heard July Sunrise. That is a cassette-only release, limited in number and long gone. I just found out about it recently, and not that I'm really buying cassettes nowadays, maybe one or two, but before that, we heard Brooklyn-based guitarist J.R. Bohannon from his most recent entitled Compulsions. We heard Our Only World, and that is out on the label Astral Editions. Definitely worth seeking out. Really great guitarist. And we started off with some more of Appalachian cosmic stuff, which the first set was composed of to a great extent. We heard the band called The Peel. They are out of Athens, Ohio, and Lucy's Song. And that also a cassette release called Boar Wallow Hollow. That's sort of a tongue twister, but there you have the set. You are tuned to Terminal 5. This is CKUT 90.3 in Montreal.
Thank you. I don't say that life can't be bad. Our acme, the civilization we created, is mad. Life can get really dull. But if you have trouble with the wind, or if you just wait for the sun to sing, every day I won't say that life's too sad. I repeat, this modernization we are keeping up is mad. Life can be such a fool. But if you have trouble with the wind, for the sun to see every day.
Country, you say the city brings you down. Leave the iron clown behind and feel the circus moving on. Are you leaving for the country? Down. moving on.
Right through the first hour here, we ended up with a singer based in Chicago going by the name of Hemlock, and that song called Anna, and the album brand new entitled Talk Soon. And from the Bandcamp page, I'm guessing she's originally from New Orleans or at least Louisiana. Anyway, before that, we heard from Rona Mack and a song called Something Good from Shades of Ham. She is based in Wales, and that a brand new release. And then going back a long ways, actually, Are You Leaving for the Country by none other than Karen Dalton from her second and last album, unfortunately. She was a figure on the early Greenwich Village folk scene. And she, like I said, she only had those two records. There's a bunch of stuff that's come out since that time, a lot of posthumous releases, and they're all worth having. Just an amazing singer. And that album, going back 50 years now or more. Also in that set, Katie Salo and Asko Keränen, a duo out of Finland, and they gave us Wind Song from an album entitled Three Step Andy. I guess you'd sort of call that hippie psychedelia, if you will, and started out with a musician out of Ontario going by the name of Small Red Eyes and a song called Out from a release entitled December March. And that was the set. On to hour two here. You are tuned to Terminal 5 on CKUT, McGill Radio 90.3 in Montreal. My name is Jeffrey Davison, and I'm glad to be with you today.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada. In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Cuckoo on a sea of daffodils.